Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion.
This is Heart to Heart with Sibongile Mofokeng on Radio Pulpit. Heart to Heart.
You're listening to Radio Pulpit, your daily companion. We are live on DSTV Audio Channel 882. We are on radiopulpit.co.za, which I encourage you to listen to more and more and more and more and more. I'm also encouraging family to download the app of Radio Pulpit at Play Store, at Google Store. Just go to whatever store where you get your apps from and just download the Radio Pulpit app and start listening to us, Crystal. Clear wherever you at, be it you're in your car, be it you're in the mall, wherever you at, just listen to us right there. It's so nice, it's so beautiful, it's so awesome, and it's freeing. You feel so free because we are there as Radio Pulpit, your daily companion. And yeah, we are on Heart to Heart with me, Sibongile Mofokeng, with you up until 3 o'clock. And do remember, at 3 o'clock, when I say goodbye, Germany Johan Els comes through with something else, and he will continue with you tot vier uur. And after, at 4 o'clock, he takes you through with Spectrum. And afterwards, Pastor Ray Lichori comes through. And he is coming through with Tuesday Live. I'm now joined by our beautiful psychologist, Sis Petunia Lenono. How are you, my queen?
I'm highly blessed, my sister. How are you?
I am great. I am great. It's a beautiful Tuesday. The cold front is just around us. So the studio is making us practice.
You know? I heard you.
When you came in, you're like, the studio is cold. I should always prepare you. I should have told Pastor Clement to prepare you for the studio because the studio is it's truly cold.
Yeah, no, we are thoroughly prepared for the cold front.
Yeah,
don't
when
worry.
You come in, there's a cold front somewhere here.
There is.
In the foyer. Yeah, because these machines have got to stay cool. Okay. So, unfortunately, the temperature sometimes, it's not temperating. It goes higher. You are in Antarctica when other people are facing the heat. So, welcome back again, my queen.
Thank you so much.
Yeah.
It's nice to be back. I'm looking forward.
Yeah. Last time when we were talking with Dominique, we were more focused on children and one growing up with the effects of one being molested as a child.
Yes.
We are now coming to another phase of the psychological aspect of the whole thing.
Yeah.
It might have happened when one was 3. It might have happened when one was 12. Even with elderly women, there are women. I'm going to ask you to do something for me, my queen. If you can just make sure that this mic doesn't obscure you, because I see you trying to peep through. And if you can just do this, so you can, it can be on your mouth. This part.
Is it fine?
Yeah, much better. Now I can hear you.
Awesome.
We can see you. So it has also, it's something that has happened to some of the elderly women and men.
Yeah.
And they found themselves in that space where they were abused in that manner.
Mm.
I met somebody at the hospital who was, she was, what's the word? Not hijacked. She was, human trafficked.
Yeah,
she was human trafficked.
Mm.
Before they got her to the buyer, the seller kept her in a container.
Sure.
And she kept talking to me about how hard it is for her to even fall asleep, and how our Steve Biko Hospital was helping her in that regard.
Yeah.
And she says, the hospital has done so much, and because of the drug that was in my system, the drugs that were in my system, they are trying to still take out the drugs from my system, but I still am struggling to sleep.
Yeah.
And she says, now I'm going to, Steve Biko is taking me through a process of psychological treatment as well.
Yeah.
At the beginning, it was just my body and my mind. Was not like really attended to.
Yeah.
So now there are psychological effects to this, which lead to me not sleeping. So I'm going to take it holistically. And I'm just imagining somebody who has gone through that kind of an ordeal. And she says, I was kidnapped for 15 years.
Sure.
My mom just sent me for to buy bread.
Yeah.
And I was human trafficked.
Yeah.
And I came back. I'm 30 now.
Sure.
With all the effects, you know. And so I'm just wondering, my queen, what are the psychological, what exactly are we talking about when we say psychological effects, psychological impacts of what one might have gone through before we even come and zero it in onto the specific one where it's sexual abuse?
Yeah.
So when we say psychological impacts, effects, what are we talking about?
This is quite a traumatic incident, you know, that this lady went through. So we are looking at the trauma, you know, that has impacted this lady negatively. That is
okay,
why
now we are now we are no longer zeroing it on her.
Yeah.
Now we are talking to just explaining the psychological impact or effects. What are we referring to when we are looking at that in anybody's life?
Yeah.
Yeah.
They usually go through trauma.
Oh, okay.
So it is trauma. It's a traumatic incident
where
people get exposed to. Because, you know, when you are being traumatized at that point, you don't know whether you're going to come out alive or dead. So there's a great deal of fear that captures the victim, you know, whoever the victim may be.
Yeah.
So you find that whoever survives such an ordeal, you know, they are so psychologically scarred in that their lives are never the same again. So you don't view life the same way. You become very fearful. You become hypersensitive, hypervigilant as well. So the way you look at things, the way you look at people, it changes completely. You become more suspicious of people. You know, the way your outlook.
Trusting.
No, you're not trusting at all
because
you don't know, you know, who can, if that ordeal can repeat itself. So those are the psychological impacts of somebody who may have gone through trauma. Yeah, something like that, you know, kidnapping or that kind of an ordeal. So you find that psychologically you are also in bondage where you are constantly thinking about what happened to you. And, you know, there's always that fear that it can happen again. So you find that the person is crippled emotionally, psychologically, they are crippled and they are not able to move on with life.
Sure.
You know, and that is where they need psychological intervention, where they will go through counseling or psychotherapy just to help them get over it. But the fact of the matter is you never view life the same. You never.
So you have a new normal now.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay. And we are talking about now because we were general, any kind of trauma.
Yeah.
I'm just reminded by there are so many incidents that come into one's mind. A grandmother comes out from the hospital for treatment and young people say, let's offer you a lift. And then in that car, they rob her.
Yeah.
They beat her up. She will not trust again because of the ordeal that she has gone through. But now today we are zeroing it into one who has gone through sexual abuse.
Yeah.
So you're talking about trusting.
Yeah.
When we're looking at that, is it the same if you know the perpetrator? Is it the same to when you don't know the perpetrator? Will you still lose trust in somebody that's near you that you know who hasn't done you wrong if it's somebody outside? Or it's the same. Trust is affected whether it was somebody that you know or somebody you don't know.
Trust is affected across the board. Because if it is somebody that you know, you know, you would expect that person to protect you to some extent. So now if they are violating that protection or they are the ones who are perpetrating against you, you see the trust is even more affected as compared to you being violated by a stranger, you know, because you are not expecting much from a stranger. You know, when it's somebody that you know, if somebody that you are close to, I think it hits even more harder. But again, even if it's somebody that you don't know, it can still impact you in the same way. So trust issues.
So whenever you walk down the road, you're like, I don't know who this is.
You just look around you. You are more suspicious. You know, you generally don't trust people.
Then there's a thin line between paranoia and truth.
Hmm.
And I assume that somebody who has gone through that might find it very difficult even to differentiate that now I'm being paranoid.
And, yes. Okay. And those are the initial symptoms that you see, you know, where somebody becomes hypervigilant, and the hypervigilance, it leads to you being paranoid. Mm. So you find that sometimes it even goes to generalized anxiety. Mm-hmm. Now you are generally anxious of everybody, you know, men and women alike. Mm. So you really become unsettled in your own skin. You really become very troubled. Mm. You know, to be paranoid about something or situations is very painful, you know, because you cannot relax, you cannot settle into anything. You are always suspicious. You are always on your guard. And the more you are on your guard, you know, there is also the physiological impacts of you always being on guard, always being on the alert, because there are chemicals also that are playing themselves out in your body.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like you are always on the stress level. And the more stress you are exposed to, or the more stress you do not deal with, is the more it impacts you negatively. You know, there was research that was done, and it said that, you know, 87% of the diseases that people go through or that people experience is due to their thought processes. So okay. Everything goes back to what you are thinking. So if you're always thinking that somebody is going to hurt you, somebody, you know, so you alter negatively the chemical composition in your body, which may end up leading you to diseases or other psychological ills.
I guess it holds you ransom.
Yes, it does, in your own body, you know, and it's very difficult to break free from it, because it's something that you would have experienced. You know, you would have experienced it. You know what it's like. And you know that the level of fear that you go through at that point is immeasurable. It's enormous fear.
Mm.
You know, because some people don't make it out alive. Some people get killed. So at that point, you know, the greatest fear is, what if I was killed?
Mm.
What if I was killed? You know, and remember that when something like that happens to you, you also become disempowered. So it's like somebody is taking your power away from
when
you.
When it comes to those who are groomed when they were younger, because I think one who grooms makes the child feel comfortable around them.
Yeah.
And I found it's not only children that are being groomed. I was like shocked.
Yeah.
I found out that even
adults
have been groomed. And then a person would even fall in love with their abuser.
Yes.
They realize, this is not what I want. My body is betraying me and everything else. But they go.
Yeah.
They engage in all of that.
Mm.
So when it comes to the grooming part, is there fear of death even in that? Because most of the groomers, I know there are groomers who would say, I'm going to kill the whole family.
Mm.
But there are other groomers who make you feel, this is normal.
Mm.
This is okay.
Mm. Remember that in grooming, there's a lot of manipulation that takes place. So you find that the element of fear is being eliminated.
Okay.
Because the groomer wants you to trust them. The groomer wants you to be comfortable with them, so that they can take advantage of you and do whatever they want to do with you.
Yeah.
Now, in adults, you find that that is why people get trapped in abusive relationships, because they have been groomed, you know, and the more they want to get out is the more they stick in that abusive relationship. So with a groomer, their end product is to get what they want from you. So they want to make it seem as comfortable as possible, and they don't want you to see it coming. You know, they you usually don't see it coming, because it's a strategy that they are using, and they are very good at that. You know, they are very good, they are very intelligent. So you never see it coming until they have gotten whatever it is that they want from you.
Yes. Is there a way back?
In terms of healing, there's always a way back. You remember
how long,
that
though?
you know,
as you said at the beginning, your life has been altered.
Yeah.
Your view of life has been altered.
Yeah. Swamile, let me say this, that whatever happens in our lives, no matter how bad it may be, you know, and I think I also said it last week, that there's always a purpose for it. There's a reason for it. And you find that the people who have greater assignments in this world, they experience the greatest pain. So they would go through something like that. Sometimes it's because, you know, God wants to train you, you know. So there's always a way out. And the minute you start seeing things for what they really are, is the quicker you can heal. So the sooner you decide not to be a victim, the sooner you can get healing out of it. Because, you know, remember that if you have been molested or you have been violated, it was not your doing. It's somebody else. You know, it's not your fault. And unfortunately, you find that a lot of people get stuck in that, in the self-blame. They get stuck in the self-hatred. They get stuck in the unforgiveness, you know. So, and that also hampers your purpose in life. Because at the end of the day, if we are to go deeper, you know, we know that the fight that we are going through is not against flesh and blood. So it's against the powers, it's against the spirit world. That is the fight that we are fighting. So whatever we experience in life, if we can just elevate the understanding to the spiritual level to say, you know, as a child of God, why am I here in this world in the first place? Yes, you are going through pain. I'm not denying that. But then let's elevate it a little bit. Let's not get stuck in the physical or in the mental. Because if we get stuck, they will never get it right. So always elevate your thinking. Elevate your understanding to say in the spirit, you know, what is really happening? And why am I being targeted? Because to whom much is given,
much will be required.
Much will be required. Right. And those are the people who experience the loss, a lot of challenges, a lot of pain. So we need to go beyond self-pity. We need to go beyond the unforgiveness. And maybe that is what, you know, the universe wants to prepare you to do, you know, to forgive, to be greater than that, painful as it is.
Yeah.
There's always that capacity for you to overcome anything and everything that you have been exposed to, because most of the things are really beyond our control. They have been done to us, and we cannot get stuck there. We have a purpose to fulfill in this world.
All right.
Yeah, we need to focus on that.
We need to focus on that. There's a purpose in your life.
Yes.
About your life.
Yes.
There's a reason you're here.
Yes.
And the attacks are not just coming.
Mm-mm.
They are coming because of the purpose that's upon you.
Yes.
Because to whom much is given, much will be required.
Yes.
I'm just thinking also, as we are taking a break, my queen, that the enemy that we are fighting with, he is so ruthless.
Yeah.
Doesn't care whether you're a baby. He doesn't care whether you're a child, whether you're a woman, whether you're a girl or whatever. He doesn't care. He is ruthless.
He's very ruthless. He hates us.
He hates humanity.
He hates us.
Yes. Okay, let's take a break and then come back to talk to you some more, my queen.
All right.
And yes, my family, you can talk to us. The lines are opened always on 012-334-1200. It's 012-334-1322. Alternatively, you can send us a WhatsApp to 0826572729. Our SMS line, 37871.
Be doers of the word with 657 AM, Sounds of Life.
Well, there is a time to search and a time to give up, a time to reap and a time to sow. Radio Pulpit wishes to be there at all times, even when you just need prayer. Send us your prayer requests by calling 067-429-7564 or email it to prayer@radiopulpit.co.za.
This is Heart to Heart with Sibongile Mofokeng. on Radio Pulpit. Heart to heart.
Advertiser ibusiness lakho ku Radio Pulpit ube semgangathweni. I Radio Pulpit iyi brand ethenjwe kakhulu eminyakeni edlula amashumi amane futhi inabalaleli abadlula u 400,000. Sesinama package amahle kakhulu kanye nezindawo eziningi zoku advertiser ukuze ibusiness lakho likhule. Uma ufuna uku advertiser thinta uSanet ku 012-334-1254 noma uthumele i-email ku sanet@radiopulpit.co.za. Futhi ungathumela i-SMS ethi advertise ku 37871. I-SMS ikhokhelwa imali ejwayelekile.
Do you read the Word for Today daily devotionals? We wish to ensure that your copy reaches you on time. You can now receive the booklet directly at an address of your choice or via email if you prefer. It's easy. Visit radiopulpit.co.za, select your choice, and update your details. Or SMS the word devotional to 37871. You will receive a reply SMS with the options. Alternatively, contact client services on 012-334-1257. Standard rates apply.
Hlanganyela nathi ukuguqula izimpilo zabantu ku Radio Pulpit 657 AM.
You're on Radio Pulpit, your daily companion. You're on radiopulpit.co.za. You're on 607 Open View. You're on 882 on DSTV audio channel. And yeah, my family, download our app and start listening to us wherever you are at. And you're on Heart to Heart with me, Sibongile Mofokeng, with you up until 3 o'clock. I'm not alone. I'm with our beautiful queen on the other side, a psychologist, Sis Petunia Lenono. And we give you the sound of Pastor Botepa Morgan's Victory. And I love that song because it's talking to us, hey, with what we were talking about. It's exactly what we are talking about. Ne?
We are victorious.
We are victorious. Yes. Ne? There is victory.
There is always.
There is victory in always. The name and in the blood of the Lamb.
Yes.
Alrighty then, Sis PND, hello to you. I'm not okay, but younger women always coming to me for advice. Sometimes I can't help. Yeah. I think Sis Petunia will leave her details. And we can contact you, right?
Yes.
You can
yes.
even do that now so okay. that family right. can get your numbers.
All right. Sis Pindi, you can get me on WhatsApp. So you can just send me a WhatsApp and I'll get back to you. The number is 072-971-1324. 072-971-1324.
All right. Yes. On Facebook, what are your social
Instagram is Petunia Lenono. Across the board. Just Petunia Lenono. Yes.
Sis Pindi, I hope you got the numbers.
072-971-1324.
Okay then.
Yes.
Master Chapa says, thank you for your program, Mabongi. We thank God for Sis Petunia, who also availed themselves to say, we are here. There's help.
Yeah.
Help is out there. So thank you so much, Mama Chaba. And yeah, family, the lines are open, 012-334-1322. You can talk to us.
Yes.
You can also send us a WhatsApp to 082-657-2729. We are talking about the effects of sexual abuse. Mm-hmm. And then you said we need to change the way we think.
We have to.
But it means that I'm just thinking of something that has happened now.
Yeah.
How soon should I be thinking about that?
Sister Bongi, you know, for me, you know, I think the sooner you do it, the better.
Like our Lord Jesus Christ, who was on the cross?
You know,
and
what?
And he said, forgive them, they know not what they are doing.
That is the stance that we must take all the time. So as soon as you are offended, you know, make a decision right there to let it go. You know? Because the more you harbor it inside of you is the more you are injuring yourself. I can't stress that enough. You know, I can make myself as an example. I don't allow myself to worry for more than 30 minutes. I don't. If there's something I can do about the situation, I do it. If there's something I cannot do about it, then I let it go. But I stop to worry. You know, and if you go to scripture, The Lord says, do not worry about anything, but in everything, you must give your petitions to the Lord, and he will give you peace. You know, this scripture is very powerful. I mean, why would God say that? It's because he knows that your health is centered around there. The Bible also encourages us to take care of our thoughts. Be mindful of what you are thinking.
Okay.
You know, I love the word of the Lord. Yes. Be mindful. Don't just allow yourself to be carried away by your thoughts. Be careful about what you are thinking, because you become whatever it is that you are thinking. That is why the people who have been abused, in some cases, they end up becoming the abuser. Not because they want to. The perpetrator, yes. Not because they want to. Is because they have been rehearsing that victimology in their minds over and over and over again. So you manifest that at the end of the day, which is why your health starts in the quality of your thoughts. Your thoughts, regardless of how you have been offended, regardless of how you have been hurt, you know, healing is our responsibility. The pain is not our responsibility, but healing, you need to take it face straight, you know, to say, I am taking responsibility for my healing. Yes, I have been violated. Yes, I have been done wrong, but the healing is your responsibility. So the longer you dwell on your pain, the longer you dwell on the offense, is the more you are really exposing yourself to a lot of diseases, to a lot of mental disorders, a lot of physical disorders as well. So it's not only mental, it goes to the physical. Because with every thought that you are having, there are chemicals that are being released. So the more
so
you think positive
yourself,
thoughts,
or you're either building yourself.
Yes, with your thoughts. It's only you and your thoughts.
Before
the perpetrator is not there.
Yes,
it's just you and your thoughts. So the more you think negative things, the more you think about your pain, the more you think about hatred, because we want about revenge. We want to hate the perpetrators. You know, they have inflicted pain on us, so the natural reaction would be to hate and not to want to forgive. But the more we harbor such, is the more we are secreting toxins, poisons. So we secrete poisonous chemicals in our bodies. And the secretion of those chemical, those poisonous chemicals, it attacks the vital organs in your body. That is why when people get older, now you have all these different kinds of diseases that you don't know where they are coming from. They come from your thought processes. The more you think negative, is the more you are exposing yourself to disease, the more you're exposing yourself to mental health illnesses. So you must choose, regardless of how difficult it may be. And that is why professionals are there to help those who cannot overcome what they are going through, you know. But the sooner you are hurt, the sooner you are in pain, the sooner you are in stress, you know, the sooner you need to go and get help.
Okay, if a family member writes and says, Sibongile, please ask Sis Petunia if I want them to be incarcerated, go to jail, does it mean that I haven't forgiven them?
Remember that our God is a God of justice. So he would want us to get justice when something wrong has been done against us, you know. But the fight is not against you and the perpetrator. It now becomes against you and your thoughts, because it is your healing. You need to personalize the healing yourself, you know, regardless of whoever hurt you in any situation. You know, healing is your responsibility, is not dependent upon somebody else. The person may be incarcerated, but then you may still find that you are not healing. You are not healing. You have found justice, but you are still stuck in the pain. You are still stuck in the hatred. You are still stuck in the anger. So even if the person were to be incarcerated, at the end of the day, it is you and your healing and your thoughts that you need to take care of.
Sure. That's there.
Mm.
So it is that time when you say, Lord, renew my mind.
Yes.
Renew my mind.
Yes. And my sister, you know, God is loving. We serve a loving God. He knows everything that we go through. You know, he wrote our lives before we were even born. So he knows all the challenges that we are supposed to be going through. He knows that. And remember that God wants us to be close to him.
Mm.
So the more you experience injustice, the more you experience pain, that is your call to be intimate with God.
Okay.
Don't be intimate with your problems.
Okay.
Don't be intimate. Be intimate with God. Go to him. Pray. You know, enhance your relationship with the Lord, not with your problems. Because whatever you are watering, remember that something that you're focusing on, it grows, ne? If you focus on a plant and you keep on watering it, it will grow.
Mm.
The same with our problems. If we keep on holding on to them, if we keep on watering them, they will grow. But then if we focus on the Lord, he is there to heal us. He is our healer. So some of these things we must go through. Yes. And we must go through it so that the glory of the Lord can be revealed through us and in our lives.
Nobody wants that.
I know.
You don't want to be the example.
I know, but unfortunately it happens. Why not you?
But sometimes we pray about it without realizing what we are praying about.
Mm.
I was just saying and sharing earlier on with family that I was at the Ladies' Jew over the weekend, and Pastor Anna Motlana was sharing about the abundance. Well, she was talking about transition.
Yeah.
But she gets to a part where she explains John 10:10.
Mm-hmm.
That it says the enemy comes to steal, kill and destroy.
Yes.
And then the Lord Jesus says, but I have come so that you might have life in
yes.
abundance.
Yes.
And then she says, but before you even get to abundance
yes.
in that scripture, there's the killing
yes.
and then there's the stealing and the destroying.
Yes.
So you have to go through that. Before you even get to the abundance. Oh.
Oh gosh, and you know what the enemy does?
Yeah.
He inflicts fear, because he knows that where there is fear, you are restricting the Lord to move. Because God has not given us a spirit of fear, but of power, love, and a sound mind. So he cripples you by making you fearful. You know, that is the strategy of the evil one. That is how he destroys a lot of people, and then you get stuck in that fear. You know, and when you are fearful, then it's like you don't trust God, and you find that the Lord is unable to do what he's supposed to do in your life because of the fear that is standing between you and God. So let us be careful, and let us go beyond the physical. You know, we are spiritual being first before we are physical. So everything that happens to us, think about it from a spiritual perspective before you bring it down to the physical. And don't ask, why me? Why me?
Where are we, Jew?
Why me? Why? But who? Who's supposed to experience that?
Holy Spirit, remind us whenever we faced with these. What are our closing statements for today?
God is good. Whatever you have experienced, whatever you are experiencing in life, yes, it is painful. Yes, it's uncomfortable. But the more you are uncomfortable is in a situation, it calls for your growth. Because as people, we are not supposed to be in one position. We are not supposed to be stagnant. So the challenges, the pain, the misery, you know, the disappointments that we experience, let's take it as a stepping stone to our greatness. You know, let us not remain as a victim, but let us decide to be victors. And if you need assistance, you are stuck somewhere, there are professionals that can assist you. You know, you can go to your pastor, you can go to the social worker, you can go to the psychologist who will be able to assist you. So victory is always there, regardless of what you are going through, regardless of what you went through. Just don't get stuck. Move.
All right. Just don't get stuck. Move.
Yes.
Move. Allow the Lord Holy Spirit to help you move.
Yes.
You cannot move on your own. I believe that He is our strength.
Yes.
He is our victory, right?
Yeah, no, He is.
My Queen, thank you so much for coming through and talking to us and also coming from this angle, because we never look at this angle most of the times. We are focused on the hurts. We are focused on the pain, and we get stuck there, forgetting that victory belongs to Jesus, forgetting that he's chasing me, the enemy is chasing me because there's abundance that's coming.
Exactly.
The enemy is chasing me because there's victory that's coming, there's promotion that's coming.
Yes.
And I prayed about this. Yes, I don't understand what's happening right now and how is it connected with where I'm going, but I know God is in it.
Yes.
I'm not alone. Thank you so much, my Queen, for coming and challenging us in this way. And we are trusting the Lord Holy Spirit to help us, to soothe and comfort us in this journey. May He keep keeping you. I can't wait to be talking to you again very soon.
Thank you so much for the invite.
Have a blessed one, my Queen.
Thanks, my sister.
And my family, do remember that you can find our beautiful psychologist, our Queen, on these numbers via WhatsApp. I see you, Zenzi, who says, God bless you, my sisters. May He bless you too. Thank you for tuning in. She is Petunia Linono on all social media platforms. And you can send her WhatsApp to 072-971-1324.
Yes.
072-971-1324. Please, no, please call me. No calling her at 3 in the morning, but call her at right times and send her WhatsApp 072-971-1324.
Yes.
Let's meet again tomorrow in the morning on Just For You. And may the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the sweet fellowship of the Lord Holy Spirit rest and abide with you now and forevermore.
Amen.
In Jesus' mighty name, leaving you with the sounds of Tot Dulani. Victory belongs to Jesus, as we say hello to Germany. Johan Els and Nhlanhla on the controls.
Hear the word and renew your life on 657 AM.
Do you need prayer? WhatsApp your name and your prayer request to 082-657-2729. And our care center will gladly contact you to pray for you.
From your ear to your heart, to your mouth, to your feet. Join this life on 657 AM.
Advertiser ibusiness lakho ku Radio Pulpit ube semgangathweni. I-Radio Pulpit iyi-brand ethenjwe kakhulu eminyakeni edlula amashumi amane. Futhi inabalaleli abadlula u-400,000. Sesinama-package amahle kakhulu kanye nezindawo eziningi zoku-advertiser ukuze ibhizinisi lakho likhule. Uma ufuna uku-advertiser, thinta uSanet ku 012-334-1254 noma uthumele i-email kusanet@radiopulpit.co.za. Futhi ungathumela i-SMS ethi advertise ku 37871. I-SMS ikhokhelwa imali ejwayelekile.
You and 657 AM and life. A winning team on the road to eternity.